These are the Daily Tech headlines for Thursday, November 11th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Reuters sources say Didi Global plans to relaunch its ride-hailing and other apps in China by the end of 2021. The company reportedly believes the Cyberspace Administration of China will complete its investigation into the company and finalize any penalties by December, with the company setting aside 10 billion yuan, that's about 1.6 billion US dollars, for potential fines. Following Didi's US IPO in July, 25 Didi apps were delisted, and the company was ordered to stop registering new users. Subaru provided more details on its first EV, the 2022 Subaru Solterra. Front-wheel drive versions will offer a single 150-kilowatt motor with an estimated 329 miles of range, with the all-wheel drive version using a pair of 80-kilowatt motors and a 286-mile range. 150-kilowatt fast charging will be an option, but Subaru didn't announce charging times. The EV will come to the US, Canada, and Europe next year, although we don't know pricing. Apple announced an upcoming service called Apple Business Essentials, meant for small businesses with fewer than 500 employees. It includes cloud storage, support, and device management tools. There will be three tiers starting at $2.99 a month for up to three devices and 2 terabytes of cloud storage. Apple Business Essentials is in beta and expected to launch to all customers next year. The U.S. Department of Justice has filed a lawsuit against Uber, alleging violations of the Americans with Disabilities Act. The suit centers around wait time fees that begin accruing 2 minutes after the car arrives at a pickup location if the trip has not yet begun. People with disabilities often need more than 2 minutes to get into a car. YouTube announced it's making the dislike count on videos private. The company plans this to protect creators from harassment and reduce the threat of what it calls dislike attacks. Users can still thumb down a video to give feedback to creators privately. Creators can track their dislikes in YouTube Studio. Instagram began testing a take a break feature. This opt-in feature will let users set a reminder for themselves to take a break from the app every 10, 20, or 30 minutes. The feature currently is rolling out to a small test group, with Instagram expecting a full public release in the coming months. Bloomberg sources say Sony reduced its PlayStation 5 production outlook for this fiscal year due to component shortages. Sony now targets assembling 15 million units through March 2022, 1 million less than initially planned. Valve notified customers its Steam Deck handheld is delayed, citing component shortages. Originally scheduled to begin shipping in December, Valve now says it's scheduled for February 2022. Tom's Hardware noted that some of its pre-order reservations have an estimated Q2 2022 ship date. Twitter now shows full-size image previews on the web, removing the auto-cropping algorithm. The company removed auto-cropping in Android and iOS back in May. In Q4, Disney earned 37 cents per share on revenue of $18.53 billion, both missing analyst estimates. Disney Plus added 2 million subscribers to 118 million, Hulu added 700,000 subscribers to 39.7 million, and ESPN Plus added 2.3 million subscribers to 17.1 million. The latest Bullseye version of the Raspberry Pi operating system increased the default turbo mode clock on the Broadcom SoC used in the Raspberry Pi 4 models from 1.5 GHz to 1.8 GHz. According to Raspberry Pi trading CEO Eben Upton, the change to a new dedicated switch mode power supply was able to provide enough current to operate at that new clock speed. With iOS 15.2, Apple will add a new digital legacy program. Users will be able to designate up to 5 legacy contacts in iOS or Mac settings who can access data and personal info after your death. Accessing data requires proof of death and an access key, with a copy of the key automatically stored in a contact's Apple ID settings. Version 13 of iCloud for Windows adds support for Apple ProRes videos and Apple ProRAW photos. The update also adds the ability for any users to add or remove people to shared folders, and adds a passwords generator for iCloud passwords. Netflix now supports the AV1 codec on the PS4 Pro, Fire OS 7, Android TV devices running Android 10 or newer, and select 2020 Samsung smart TVs. AV1 was originally added to Netflix's Android app back in February 2020 and uses more CPU-intensive compression to deliver higher quality video using the same bitrate as other formats. Netflix says it's exploring streaming HDR content with AV1 as well. Discord CEO Jason Citrin clarified that the company has no current plans to integrate crypto wallets into its app. Earlier this week, Citrin tweeted a screenshot from a community Hack Week project showing Discord integration with the crypto wallet services MetaMask and Wallet Connect. And finally, Universal Music's 1022 PM label is working with NFT collector Jimmy McNellis to convert four of his Bored Ape Yacht Club NFTs into a band called Kingship. A team of artists and animators will turn these into three-dimensional characters, with 10:22 p.m. recording music for the group to be released on streaming services. According to 10:22 head Celine Joshua, Kingship will appear in video games, VR, and other metaverse experiences, with plans to sell NFTs of Kingship to fans with access to exclusive perks. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.